Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Kathy is in with Kathy DeBono.
You caught me mid-tweet.
I did.
I was just, here's the situation. I still don't have my voice. Last week we were here and you heard me sounding sort of like this. It was starting. This week you hear me and it's ending. We are on the flip side of that coin. I'm coming out of it. But however, I still don't quite have a voice. So I'm not going to push my voice today. I'm just going to sort of talk like this.
How sexy.
I kind of feel like we should be a smooth jazz station.
Smooth jazz. Jill and I listened to smooth jazz last
You're
night.
Listening
yeah,
to
we did.
101.93 smooth jazz.
But then it turned out to be Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Just made that up. Phil Collins does some jazz, huh?
Well, we were tired when we were driving home last night, so we tried to find some smooth jazz.
And we thought it was, and then it was Phil Collins.
You were tired, so you were seeking out smooth jazz?
Yeah, yes. I know.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
And why?
Why? I got concerned. I don't know. It's just weird.
All right.
I'm having a really weird morning.
Like
I'm kind of mentally not with it. I think I have a little bit of a fever. I think this infection in my lungs is still with me, but I feel good at the same time.
Have you been taking antibiotics?
I'm a little woozy.
Woozy.
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten antibiotics. When one has no health insurance, you kind of do things like heal holistically.
Wow, that was perfectly timed.
Thank you.
For the first time.
I know. Excuse me. I have done it. I have timed that more than one time.
Okay.
I will have you know.
Okay. That was Jill.
All right.
Today we have on the show, who's stuck on the 101 right now, one of our lovely friends, Maya Madison, who's an actor. Thank you.
It's a very short clap. We don't have time for the full
clap. Maya's an actress. She's done all kinds of stuff. I mean, if you could see Maya, you'd probably go, oh, yeah, her. We know her. We've seen her.
Yeah, She's a writer also.
So she's one of the most brilliant and funny people that we know, with also one of the most wonderful hearts. And I really love Maya. And she's coming today. Right now, she's on the 101. So, Maya, we wish you luck.
No. She's actually, I think she's very close.
Oh, she's very close.
Maya did an episode of Hot in Cleveland, and I love that show. And she didn't tell anybody, and it was like she was like a big guest star on the show.
Why didn't she tell anybody?
I don't know. She never tells anybody when her stuff is on, and I'm flipping through the channels, and I'm like, what?
That's
and I texted Maya. Her, I'm like, Maya.
Well, Maya has been very forthcoming about talking with us about an issue she's had with her vagina.
Yes.
Her glass vagina.
That was awesome how you said that.
She calls it her glass vagina.
Yes.
Quite a journey with discovering what the hell is going on with it. And Maya's a straight woman. That's worth mentioning because we're going to talk about sex and the experience of sex. And so, you know, now you have a little more context for how to think about Maya's journey. But she has talked about it with us really openly about discovering, like, what is this pain I'm having and why am I having it and how she discovered it and what doctors have told her and what she thought it was. And, like, I don't think Maya's alone in this.
No.
I know that Maya's not alone in this. And I know that it happens to, you know, women of all sexualities, but I think especially straight women experience this kind of thing where they have painful intercourse and they want to have sex, they want to enjoy sex, and then they can't, you know?
Right.
And I think all kinds of stuff happens from there, you know, all kinds of psychological wonderings and then, you know, people not knowing who to talk to about it. They're ashamed of it. They don't know what to do about it. They think it's their own fault. All kinds of stuff. So Maya's going to come and tell us about her journey with that. And I guarantee you, while it's not a funny subject, you're going to laugh.
Yeah.
There's no way not
to. Because she's awesome. Funny.
That's
and she's,
right.
She talks really fast, so
she'll
try
really
to keep
fast.
Up. So focus.
So focus. If you can't, what you do is you download the show later and you play it at a slower speed.
There you go.
I hope people to understand Maya. So last night, me and Jill and Becca were... we went to the taping of the Kathy Griffin show. Have you guys seen this show?
Yeah, it's Kathy.
It's called
Bravo.
Kathy with a K. Henceforth, not my show.
Right.
It's Kathy with a K's show.
Yes.
I love Kathy Griffin.
I just think
she's hilarious. And we got to go see her show taping live last night, and it was really fun. Other than, I don't know if anybody has ever been to shows that get taped live here in L.A., like talk shows like that, where there's a live audience. But, you know, the audiences are always hooting and hollering and screaming and yelling. That just doesn't happen naturally, people. You know, people aren't doing that at these shows. They're not at a football game. They are there being prompted,
right?
You know, to do that. And it's, you know, at times it's fun and you want to do it. You want to be supportive and you love Kathy and you love the, woo, yeah, yeah, we're clapping. But after 4 hours of it, I wanted to get paid.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, and the guy, there's always a warm-up comedian that comes out. For any of you who've never been to a television show taping that's a comedy, there's always a warm-up comedian, and he's got a, or she, it's always a man, though, comes out and makes, like, tries to warm up the audience and make them laugh. And normally...
Yeah, think this, Dancing Monkey, think Court Jester.
Right, but he's there to get the audience going, and usually they're only out there for, like, 10 minutes because you don't want to wear the audience out.
He was insidious.
Before the opening act, and he just would not shut up.
The guy was like an insidious virus.
I know. He wasn't
that bad. He was trying so hard. Poor guy sweating.
I was exhausted by the time Kathy Griffin came out on stage.
It was exhausting. But Kathy was awesome, and she watches all the shows. Like, she has, like, she's like the living DVR.
Junkie.
So she talks about all the shows that we watch. Toddlers and Tiaras, Mob Wives, The Real Housewives. So, of course, we loved it, and we love Kathy.
Kathy Griffin is all about, I'm not normally about this. This normally bores the crap out of me, but if you're going to do it, you have to do it cleverly. She likes to swim around on the surface of things. You know, she talks about surface stuff, fun surface silly stuff. If you're not clever enough to do that, you're going to bore the pants off of me. You're going to lose me really fast.
Right.
But Kathy Griffin is clever enough to do that.
But the reason I think why she's clever is because she's not actually a surfacey person. She's actually quite intelligent and quite an incredible businesswoman and branding herself.
Oh, sure.
And that is why you can handle the surfacey stuff because she...
Oh, well, you got to have her clever. You can't be clever without being smart.
Right. There's something underneath the surface that she's
totally
tapping
like
into.
Like, even her theme song, I'll Say It, you know, the song.
Sing
of
it
like,
and into it.
I don't know all the words,
yes,
but it's
do.
Essentially, I
yes,
don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Becca, you know it. Go on.
Because
I woke up with it in my head. No,
she doesn't know
the
words.
No, I know, but that's the tune.
Anyway,
it goes.
It essentially says, "No one will say these things, and I'll say it." And that's what Kathy's known for. Is like,
she'll say what you're thinking.
They showed a little clip of her when she went onto The View, because you know she hates Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and Elizabeth's like, yeah, you said stuff about people on this show, and Kathy's like, yep, this is the moment I've always dreamed of. Bring it on.
It was great. Elizabeth Hasselbeck was like, now you're on my show, now you're in the hot seat, now what are you going to do when I call you out on this? And Kathy Griffin's response was basically, Elizabeth, these are the moments I lived for, so bring it.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to back down just because I'm sitting here facing you.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck is like a conservative Republican. You know, she's on that side.
She was on Survivor. I don't know why she's even qualified to be a pundit.
Well, it depends what place she came in Survivor. Don't you think?
She didn't win.
Well, then she
went.
Survivor's still on the air.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Big hit. Anyway, so we went to the Kathy show, and we were watching Kathy. You know, everyone knows she's amazing. She doesn't drink at all. Ever in her life, which is something that I have found to be a common thing among stand-up comedians, is a lot of them want to keep sharp, and they never let their guard down. They're always sharp, sharp, sharp. And like watching her in between takes, like with the teleprompter between in each commercial, she was going over the next segment. Like that's all she was working the entire. Her focus was entirely on the show at all moments.
And it
was
like,
no, I know, but there's a lot of times when that's not the case. When people like chill out and they relax, but she's like, you can see the brain.
Oh, she was
working
on her game. And a show like that could have gone. I mean, there could have been a lot of problems. It could have gone around for like 6 hours of taping. But
yeah.
Kathy, being who she is, she was on her game. We just like plowed right through it.
And, you know, she had six guests.
What is it?
Too.
Is it an hour long show or a half hour?
It's half an hour.
It's a half hour.
Oh, no. Is it? I don't know.
I think they might have shot two episodes last night.
I think that was only one.
Just one? Mm-hmm. Okay, then it must be an hour long show.
Yeah,
but she's got her adorable 91-year-old Maggie mom on there.
She had three. Oh, I don't think, maybe I can't say it. It doesn't matter. But anyway.
Marines?
Yeah, she had three Marines.
Why can't you say that?
If you watch Kathy's episode tonight, you might see us in the audience.
Oh, God.
We all looked.
Shouldn't have said
none of us.
I looked exhausted, and I was tired.
My hair wasn't done.
And you were hiding behind the girl in front of you.
I was.
Anyway.
I kept ducking every time the camera moved.
They turned that camera around to get, you know, audience shots or whatever.
God.
And, of course, it's, like, aimed right at my noggin. And I'm like, God, Jesus. And then Jill's, like, safely to my left, hiding behind the tiny blonde in front of her.
Yeah, I know. You were probably shocked I was hiding from the camera.
And I felt like a sardine.
Actually, that is the first time I've ever seen you hide from the camera.
Well, my hair wasn't done.
That makes perfect
sense. That's seriously why.
Well, so we have to go to a commercial almost soon, right?
Why don't you just relax and let me tell you when we're going to commercial.
Why don't you mind your business?
We have a minute and 30 seconds.
A minute and 30 seconds?
Yes.
You mind your business and you answer my questions when I ask them.
Oh, my God.
That's the way this show is going to go.
We have signals for this.
All right. My signal is... I don't know what my signal is. But listen, I need everybody's help right now. I'm going to turn the corner really quick. I told you today was going to be weird.
Yep.
I'm a little amped up on, like, DayQuil and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, boy. That's what it is, the DayQuil.
I think it just kicked in with the Adderall.
Woo! Oh, my gosh.
Shoot.
Here we go.
See, this means 1 minute. When I hold my one finger up, that means
tiny,
you still
little,
have 1 minute.
Mouse-like finger that
means you have a whole minute of talking
ever
left
look
to go.
At Jill's, you guys ever
guys.
Look at Jill's hands? Just the tiny little pretty lady hands. Little tiny
Such
little hands.
Such an interesting
Oh, my
topic.
God. The DayQuil kicked in. I'm going to turn the corner right now. We're going to be back right after our commercial with our hilarious and wonderful friend, Maya Madison, who's sitting here pretending that she's not, but she is. And she got here. She braved the 101. And we're going to talk about her vagina. So you really want to come back because Maya's vagina is a very interesting place. However... not that I've been there. Not that I've been
That's
there.
That's amazing.
I know people have gone there and they've come back safely, but it wasn't me. please think about this over the commercial, and it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but I'm going to say it anyway. My car needs to be fixed again. I have a 99 CRV. Everyone in the studio is like, what just happened to Kathy? She just lost her mind. I have a 99 CRV. I need a new radiator. The guy wants to charge me $500 to put it in. Just think about it. Let me know if this is fair. I want everybody's...
or if you can send some donations.
Okay. No, I don't want no donations.
We'll be right back.
I want to know if that's a fair price.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collection feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Lagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Lagaspot.com. Lagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Okay, let me get us back on track. Let me get back on track. Yes, I asked about my car. I want to put it out there as a sidebar. I want everybody's opinion. This guy wants to charge me $500 to change the radiator in my car. I happen to do a lot of work on my own car when I can look it up on YouTube and I can watch a little video and then do it myself. I think I might be able to do this myself. But if everyone thinks $500 is a fair price, I'll go for it. But I want everyone's input. That's all that was. It's
my
a little
input
sidebar
is that
survey.
You're not doing this yourself.
What do you care?
I care because you're going to be under your car for hours and then you're going to have to go get it fixed anyway.
Plus, you have a lung infection.
Yeah.
Let's not put you under a car.
Yeah, let's not do that.
All right. Well, okay. I still want to know what everybody thinks about that. That's a sidebar.
Okay, right, so you can tweet Kathy about her car radiator. Now, let's talk about our lovely guest.
First of all, let's introduce the lovely, the gorgeous Maya Madison.
Wow.
God, that was amazing.
Did you even see that studio audience?
No, they are stealth.
They are. They come in and then they stop immediately.
Sharpshooters,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they're good.
So, Maya, just for a little context, we're talking about your fabulousness before you got here, but you're an actress. You're like a working actress here in L.A. You're not one of our actress friends who's been serving drinks for 12 years and had one line on a show 10 years ago. You're like a working actress.
Sure. Yes. Yes. We have air quotes. We have air quotes on the radio.
No. You can use them, but they're worthless. Maya's done shows like Hot in Cleveland.
Weeds. Yes.
What else?
What was the one with?
You know, the one that I've gotten the most notice for of late is Jessie on the Disney Channel, because all my friends with kids are like, we did, and they run the hell out of it. So I keep getting emails. We just saw you on Jessie playing an animal trainer, which is ironic on a whole other level.
Oh my God, it's completely ironic, because when you come over to my house and like the happiest, sweetest, most gentle dog in the world comes over to you, you recoil.
Well, it's a phobia, which Kathy is in, is a non-logical fear of something. Like there's no actual
really
logic to it. You can't act, right. There's no like, I'm going to explain to you why you shouldn't be afraid of dog doesn't work, because it's a phobia.
Wow.
They should have a YouTube video on it right after you're done looking at your car.
Yeah, but I just don't know how Comet hasn't won you over yet.
No, she's very sweet. When I'm left alone with Comet for a while and I have my time to like get to know her, I'm totally okay. It's when she comes running at me and everybody goes, "She's the sweetest dog in the world. You should totally love her." And she's like licking me into my face. I get a little panicked.
She's like, "Let me tongue kiss you."
And then I have to take a Xanax. It's okay. It's fine.
I'm working through it.
I manage.
We adore you, Maya. Well, Maya has graciously. Now that we're here, we have a little bit of context. We know what a wonderful little actor you are. She was also in our series, We Have to Stop Now.
She was.
So much fun. But you're here to talk about your vagina.
My vagina.
I love you that
Which
you're here to do that.
Which is appropriate, because that's how I met Maya in the first place, is we did
Let's
the...
just hold there for a second.
Yeah.
That's how Jill met
Let's
Maya
Let's not qualify
in the first place.
That. Let's just say that's how we met.
Okay,
on the
that's
no.
how we met.
Jill and I did the Chicago production at the Apollo Theater in Chicago of the Vagina Monologues.
Where we talked about vaginas together for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, I talked about them for 7 months total. So,
yeah.
So one would think I would talk about my vagina all the time. And yet, as we're about to hear... I do not.
Well, we're going to now.
Or I didn't. Yeah, I do now.
Let's get down to it, because I think a lot of women out there are going to be really thankful for you today. And because a lot of women out there, you know, they have vaginas.
Right.
A lot of women do.
I've heard that. Most women do.
And they use them for things, you know.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. See, they're not as well trained as the studio audience. The snare drum a little late.
A little late. That's Jill.
All right.
They use their vaginas for things like intercourse and, other things like giving birth. You know, vaginas are very, very useful
versatile
items.
And peeing.
And items. And I think what a lot of women go through sexually or even non-sexual situations, you know, like giving birth or just whatever, there's pain involved that can happen in our complex vaginas. And women don't talk about them.
Correct.
They don't talk about it because one of the things, and specifically we'll talk about pain during intercourse, one of the things that I know that women go through is when this happens, and it's been happening for centuries, the problem is then looked at as the woman's problem.
Mm-hmm.
As though, I mean, we've heard the words frigidity, you know, being frigid, or there was a diagnosis in the 19th century of hysteria. Which really, translation, they were sexually frustrated because nobody was doing them right. I mean, that's
It's true. You would go to the doctor and he would
masturbate you.
He would masturbate you to release all that hysterical energy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hysteria, they called it.
I think it's hysterical.
If you look at the list of symptoms for hysteria, it's really a sexually frustrated woman.
Yeah.
But I love how they made it her problem.
Right.
And this is so common. It still happens. Like, I was reading something today. I was just kind of going over stuff. And there was just the wording that people use. Like, okay, one of the reasons for painful intercourse might be a... quote, insufficient vaginal depth. Okay, so just notice how that's worded.
For the love of Pete.
Versus another way that it was worded was a very well endowed male partner.
You're too damn big.
Right.
So he's well endowed.
And you're
but the woman is insufficient.
Correct.
Yeah, of course.
And this is so freaking common. And so that's what creates the psychological issue around it.
Yeah. Well, I think there's even a larger one, not to take it there, but I mean, if you look at something like rape, we are afraid to talk about rape. If you're mugged, if Kathy is mugged, I would go, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that you were mugged. Are you okay? But if you were raped, God forbid, we think it's taboo to talk about it. We won't bring it up. I would never go, Kathy, I heard you're raped. Is that okay? It's like, don't mention it, don't mention it. Like, it's a shameful thing. Right. Well, rape was something that was done to you. I don't know why that's any more shameful than somebody holding you up at gunpoint.
Right.
And yet, on a societal level, it is completely taboo when we don't talk about it. So right. I think that even right there, we see that this is something we have been taught not to talk about right. and taught to...
And I think the motivation...
Internalize and feel like it's our yeah. fault.
Right.
What were you wearing? Really? How about we teach in seventh grade? Don't rape. How about that?
Yeah. How about that, right? Yeah.
Don't wear a short skirt, ladies. You're asking for it. Boys, don't rape.
How about when boys start to go through puberty, we start parading hot, naked sex objects in front of them in class and teaching them self-control.
Nope,
that's a bad idea.
No, clearly it's our fault.
For the same reason
that if I decided to walk down a dark alley by myself, don't steal. Like, your car was unlocked. Well, don't steal. Like, I don't know why this is such an unbelievably puritanical country that keeps trying to make laws based on the Bible, and yet it's now my fault that I left my car unlocked. Don't steal. That's on that list. I remember that list distinctly from Hebrew school. I'm just saying. Don't kill's on there either. Well, you were standing around in a bad neighborhood. Don't kill.
All right. So let's get down to it.
Okay. Okay.
Tell us about your vagina you have coined the phrase your glass vagina.
My glass vagina. I was born in a small town. So I lost my virginity.
Epic story started.
Here we go. I lost my virginity back in 1999. I was 25 years old. And it was horrifyingly painful. And I thought, well... Right? That's how it's supposed to go, right?
Everybody's like that for a lot of women, right?
Right. And that's the word on the street. Whether that's actually true or that's just what we are told so that we don't go off and have sex, because if you have sex a lot and you're a woman, you're a whore. And if you have sex a lot and you're a man, you're a stud. This is not new. This is not revelatory. Right. So it was horrifyingly painful, and I only had it once or twice, and it was so horrible. I couldn't have it again. And then over the course of the next handful of years, for whatever psychological reasons, probably because sex sucked, I didn't get into relationships, but I would call them one night stands. Again, if I had air quotes, it'd be helpful if this was a visual medium, but one night stands with like really, really good guy friends I'd known forever. And well, one night we got drunk and then we had the sex. Okay. But the sex was horrifyingly painful. And I kind of decided.
Can I interrupt for one second?
Yes.
Did these guys know?
No.
So you were having a painful experience without letting them know it was painful. You were just sort of trying to muddle through.
Correct. Because okay, I felt like, because, you know, you feel like a failure as a woman if you can't.
It's embarrassing.
Or it's embarrassing or whatever. And also, we don't talk about it.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of convinced myself, well, you know, you really haven't had a whole lot of sex since you lost your virginity. So, like, every time you have sex, which is, you know, once in a 2 years or whatever, like, it's just, you know, it's that new thing, that new car smell. It's your virgin again. You know what I mean? And so, of course, it hurts again or whatever.
Sure.
And I would talk to my women friends and I'd be like, it hurts sometimes, right? And they'd, like, I kept looking for just, like, verification that what I was going through was right instead of... Should it be hurting? I don't think it should be hurting.
Right.
And my girlfriends were like, well, yeah, sure. If I have a new partner for the first time, maybe. But, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it must be. That's what it must be. All right. So.
Now, was that because that's what you wanted it to be?
I wanted to not be abnormal. I wanted to not be broken. I wanted to not be a failure as a woman.
Accept that and be like, yeah, that's what I'm going through. Yeah.
Right. A failure as a woman.
Failure as a woman. And I thought, like, well, once I get into a long-standing relationship with somebody, then this problem will go away. Because... I'll get to have more practice or something. It's a misguided line of thinking. I also had a dual problem with every time I'd make out with a guy, we wouldn't even have sex, but we used to have this joke. Well, we still have this joke that the next day my vagina would blow up. And all of a sudden my vagina would hurt. I would feel like I had a sore every time I urinated. It would be really stingy. And I was like, what's going on?
And this was the day after sex.
This was the day after sex, or maybe even a couple hours after sex. I'd be like, oh, my vagina blew up. It blew up.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Ground zero vagina.
Now I'm going to get a little more specific.
No, it wasn't swollen. It was as if somebody caught me with their fingernail and cut me
inside.
On the vulva, inside.
Okay, so the vulva,
for those
like
who don't know, is right.
We're back to cars again. Your vulva,
the opening.
The radiator.
No, it's not.
What happened?
It's a CRV and it's a radiator, but we'll get back to that later.
Okay.
The vulva is the opening. It's right. It's the point where you're not quite inside. You're not quite outside of the vagina. That's
but it's all where all those folds are, and we're all the, you know, it really should have been the vulva monologues. I'm not going to lie. My sex therapist was very pissed off. That show should not be called the vagina monologues. It should be called the vulva monologues. I'm like, well, from a marketing standpoint, I'm going to go with you're wrong. But you're very good at your job. Would I make the check out?
Okay, so we've only got a minute till the first break, so okay. I just want to, so you're having this experience. How many years had this been going on at this point?
I would say in 2008, so let's say I lost my virginity in 99, so 9 years into this.
Wow.
Is when I first realized.
So you suffered this alone for 9 years.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, and it might bring us to commercial, but during those 9 years, you must have experimented on your own by yourself sexually.
Yeah, but I'm a man-to-man. Yeah, but I'm a man-to-man combat kind of a girl. I just use my hands and I don't use like a dildo or anything like that. So I wasn't.
Was that okay for you?
My hands?
Yeah. So that wasn't painful.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, that was fine. But I'll, you know.
Now, that wasn't personal at all.
Well, you know,
no, it's
listen, I adore Maya. I know that's
why I love radio. They can't see my face.
Other women. Yes. Okay, so we have to go to break right now. Is that what that little move is for?
Yes.
All right.
It has been for the last 2 months.
Whatever.
Okay. We'll be right back.
With Maya's vagina.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com. Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Blagaspot.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Welcome back. It's the Maya Vagina Show.
Maya Vagina.
My
20-year high school reunion is tomorrow, and
wow,
I hope they're listening.
Maybe you should tweet it.
No. Tweet my twat. Oh, can I say that? I'm probably can't. Sorry.
Are you even on Twitter,
FCC? No, I'm not on Twitter. The pressure to be funny all the time is too much.
Yeah. I think if you were on Twitter, you'd get addicted. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think I'd never post.
Either one, right? I mean, it would go
either way.
It's not hard for you to be funny, though. It's natural.
You are funny all the time. You're well, brilliant. Looks aren't everything.
So your vagina.
Yes, my vagina.
Let's get back to her vagina.
Let's get back inside the issue.
Wow.
Honey, that deserved a ba-dum bump. She's a little slow.
That's all right.
Sorry. She's cute, though, so I tolerate it.
Thank you.
So here you are 8 years later. When did you finally decide, I want to talk to a professional about this?
Oh, I've been talking to a professional like here and there. I mean, in 2008, a little bit's a blur now. I went into we're going to call her gynecologist A, okay?
Because
there are two gynecologists in the store. I went into gynecologist A, and like, I've been freaking out. Now I'm talking to my girlfriends about this, and they're like, that's not normal. And I'm crying a lot. And my sweet roommate who I was living with at the time is like, I pulled this article. Is this it? And it said vulvodynia and like vaginismus. I mean, people are pulling articles. I walk into my gynecologist A, and I say, do I have this? Do I have this? Like, I'm like sobbing. I'm like, there's something wrong with me. I've now realized this is not normal. And there's something wrong with me.
Now, was the pain, just to get a little more clear, was the pain all in the vulva area or internally?
So
it was on penetration, which was the problem. It was okay. Not anything exterior, although we had the separate problem of the feeling like I'd been cut, which was which we find out later in our story is a completely different problem.
Okay.
That nobody talks about. Rock on, what? Broken vagina. So my mother, I think I finally started talking about it with my mother. My mother and I never talked about sex growing up. This is not, it's not what we did, but we've kind of evolved past that relationship and we're best friends and we talk about everything.
Like, so mom, how's your vagina?
Kinda. Okay. And my vagina's hungry. It's in the fridge. I finally, she's like, all right, well, what does it feel like? I'm like, okay, so you know how when you get a pap smear and they put that clamp thing and they spread you really wide open and it hurts a lot?
Oh, sure.
I go, put like 5 or 6 heavy library books on top of that. That's what sex feels like.
Oh.
And my mother was like, no, that's wrong. That's not how it's supposed to feel. And I was like, oh. So then I went to gynecologist day. So I said to gynecologist day, crying, do I have this? Do I have vaginismus? Do I have vulvodynia? And she checks me out and she goes, no, it's probably psychological.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So
and this was a woman gynecologist?
Yes.
So wait, I'm gonna slow down for a moment here.
Yes.
She checks you out,
yes.
Meaning she gives you a physical exam.
Mm-hmm.
She looks inside, outside, upside down.
Mm-hmm.
She does pap smears.
Mm-hmm.
She does x-rays.
She checks to make sure that my pelvis isn't tilted.
I wish you could see Maya's hands right now. She's doing the motion.
You know, if you're tilted in a certain way, like I had a girlfriend who like her pelvis was tilted in a certain way,
so
like
for cervix.
It'd be better if she had sex on top because that way she could control the angle. You know, things like that.
She checked for all that.
Yeah. And she did the transvaginal probe to look inside.
Oh, boy.
Transvaginal
that
probe.
That sounds like a bad science fiction movie.
Oh, do we not all know about the transvaginal probe? This is what the Republican congressmen want to require every woman to have if she's pregnant and wants an abortion.
And
by the way, they're not pleasant.
Yeah.
They don't sound pleasant.
No, they're not. They're sticking
like
a thing up
experiment.
Your... It's not.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, gentlemen, apparently, when you get kicked in the... testicles, because we're on radio. That feeling is the same on women when we go to the gynecologist and they press on our ovaries. They have one hand inside and they have one hand pressing down. And you're right, guys, it's not pleasant. I might cough and fall to the ground as well. The transvaginal probe is pressing on all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing.
It's
if
force.
A woman needs to get a transvaginal probe, then their male partner needs to get kicked in the testicle. It's only there.
I'm in.
Yes. All those Republican congressmen can go through getting kicked.
They are so... Oh,
I am sure plenty of people have kicked Rush Limbaugh in the nards.
Yes, I would love to.
That's a whole other show that we can get into sometime. Like, what does Republicans deal with sex? We can get into that some... other time, because we'll go way into that right now if we can.
Yeah.
But,
let's bring it back to my vagina, ladies.
Yes. Stay focused.
Vagina. So, okay, so she's done the physical exam.
Right.
So the only other thing for her as a practitioner is to now suggest that it's in your head.
Right. So then I have to go off and find a sex therapist.
Which, of course, you've been worried about for the last 10 years.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that there's nothing wrong with me and that. And the other thing she said, too, is, well, you know what? There are creams we can give you. I mean, but let's not worry about that until you actually have a sexual partner. Well, P.S. I don't have a sexual partner because who would want to get into a relationship if sex is horrifyingly painful and you can think, oh, I could only disappoint this person. And sadly, we live in a world now where by date 3, sex is kind of the ubiquitous thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, people aren't going, well, I think we should wait at least a month before we have sex. But people aren't doing that anymore. And I'm sad about that a little bit, not because I think sex should be socially stigmatized or anything like that. I just feel like it's so quick. It's so fast. It's how can you really share? I mean, wham, bam, thank you, man is something different. The whole one-night stand, pleasure-seeking is something different. But when you're in a relationship with somebody, I feel like you have very little time to build the kind of intimacy that makes sex really awesome.
Well, that's just true,
if you're having sex by the third date.
That's just a true statement that you just said. I mean, that's just a human, true statement. Because we bring into sex with us all of our vulnerability, all of our anxiety. You're going to have an orgasm with someone in the room. How much more vulnerable is that?
Correct. And that's the other thing, too. Like, so the minute I'd meet a guy that I liked, I would start rehearsing my head. Okay, great. Okay, sorry. So I like this guy. So how am I gonna have this conversation with him? Do I try the comedic way, like, funny story, my vagina totally broken, or do I go, listen, I have this really serious thing I need to talk to you about, and the guy's gonna go running anyway because who on date 3 wants to have a serious, really serious conversation about my vagina?
Well, like, let's face it, on date 3, you know, you guys are both hoping to be compatible. You're hoping to be you know, satisfactory to one another. And when you tell him, by the way, you have this other mountain to climb, I mean, it's hard for you, it's hard for him. It's just got to be a huge freaking elephant in the room for you.
And the last guy I dated was like, you know, certainly didn't push me into it, but I felt like the issue was on the table regardless. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I could have said no, yes. But again, it starts making you feel like, well, I'm not behaving with the rest of the pack. And I get that that's a super problematic statement for a whole handful of reasons.
Okay.
But,
so now you have this on your back.
Right.
And now you've seen a doctor who physically checked you out from top to bottom, tells you it's in your head. Right. So now you have this extra baggage. Now, along the way, before we move forward from here, had you discussed it with your sexual partners? Had you,
had
anyone even known that you were experiencing this?
No, never once.
So you were experiencing this while having sex silently and by yourself and just keeping it to yourself.
Yeah, and just waiting till it's over and feeling like I could walk around going, I got laid last night. Because again, culturally, that makes you cool or whatever and accomplished. And that means that I'm not too fat or not too unattractive or not too whatever host of things women have in their head to have a guy want to sleep with me. Like whatever we need to prove to ourselves.
So basically, it's a level of denial you just go into.
Sure. You can grin and bear it. I mean, I know they make all those jokes about, you know, how do you know a Jewish woman orgasm? She dropped a nail file. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but literally, like, you have to, like, go to a different place and wait till it's over, which is horrible.
Horrible.
Oh, man.
I'm not recommending this.
Did you then get curious and start to, now you know you said you're more of a hand-to-hand combat kind of girl, but did you get curious at this point and start to explore alone with yourself with a dildo so that you could practice with your body in private without a man there so you could sort of explore that on your own and see what that was like?
Yeah, I mean, here's what's amazing. For somebody who considers herself relatively intelligent, the amount of denial I did on so many of these, on so many of these issues is amazing. Like the fact that once we figured out what the cuts were, like the fact that it didn't occur to me, like your skin should not just split open and bleed when you're in the shower washing yourself, which is also when it would happen, because babies can come out of this. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the basic logic, the math, the basic math, the 1 + 2 = 3, like math that I would, what? 1 + 2 = 3, but
that
doesn't matter. I was told there'd be no math. That should have gone into it, just didn't. And again, part of it was like, I don't want to talk about it. That thing's over there. I don't want to look at it. It's just not.
Now, this is so important that you're mentioning this, because this is the piece that I want to help shake women free of. This is the part where there's a gap here. There's a gap of understanding here. And this is where women get stuck in. If I look at it too closely and too clearly and logically, like you're talking about 1 + 2 = 3, then I'm actually owning that there's a problem and that I have to fix it. But I don't have any idea what the answer is. And so if I don't have any idea of the answer, I really don't want to own that there's a problem, because now I'm stuck. And so we get stuck in this sort of a circle of denial or hiding it or hoping it'll go away or just worrying that it's our problem and not really just being like, dude, here's the facts. And how do I share that with my partner? How do I share it with the doctor? How do I figure out what that is? Because there are so many things it could be. Okay, so for you, so now you're noticing a physical thing of actually splitting, your skin splitting?
That's part two of this fabulous story. We'll get there shortly.
Okay.
So then, of course, you've got the whole insurmountable mountain of how do you find a sex therapist, and you just want to kind of crawl in your bed and die, and you just want to cry, and you don't want to be actually, like, you know, when you find out you have a problem, people don't want to call in, you know, when people say, oh, you have cancer, you don't want to call the Cancer Center of America. You just don't want to deal with it.
You don't want to be there.
Luckily, my mother was like, and I will be doing research. Like, my mother called me and she's like, here's a printout of all the online research I did. Now, the best center is in San Francisco. There's one in D.C. I will fly you there if you need to. Like, literally, it was great. And my gynecologist, A, gave me her referral for a sex therapist, which is at UCLA. And I call, and she goes, and she was like, you know, Maya, this happens all the time. You know, I have many patients that this happens. Here's my referral. So I call the referral. The UCLA program has moved to Chicago.
What?
Like, interesting.
Like at least 6 months to a year ago. And I call my gynecologist back and I said, they've moved about a year ago. Like, how often must this be happening with your other patients if you didn't know that your referral shut down shop? And I said, do you have any other referrals? And she goes, no, I don't. Okay, so clearly this isn't happening all that often and you're trying to make me feel better. Okay, fine. So I finally get...
It's happening more often than people are telling her, probably. That's my guess.
Well, I'm sure. So I get to the sex therapist and she is wonderful and we start working on stuff and she makes me go and get a dildo and I got a glass dildo, ladies, and I got to tell you, highly recommend it. Got it in Chicago. That was also a mortifying experience. Like buying a dildo for yourself because you're like, it's for myself and I'm not buying it. By the way, when masturbation becomes your homework, it's the least fun thing in the world. Like to have to go home and masturbate because your doctor told you to and you have to report about it next Wednesday. Not fun, not sexy, makes you cry. Makes you cry because you're like, oh my God, I'm such a pariah.
I'm such a freak of nature. My homework is to play with myself, and I hate it.
It's such a testament to, you know, be careful what you wish for. How many people out there would be like, I wish my job was to masturbate?
You don't, actually. So I start going to this new gynecologist, and then in 2010, I made out with somebody on my birthday. And we did not have sex. We just played touchies, and my vagina blew up. And so I was like, okay.
From touching.
Just from touch, just from, you know, rubbing, lots of rubbing. And so I was like, all right, what's going on?
Wait.
Do we really have to take a commercial break right now?
No, we do have to take a commercial break, but what's interesting is what ends up happening after this. If, I don't even know if you want to get into that.
Oh, I'm totally getting into it.
It was not funny, but funny all at the same time.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh,
it's
funny.
We're coming back. We'll talk about it.
It involves sex.
Legaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to Blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's Blagaspot.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations. Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collection feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Leda Wise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Everybody, welcome back to Kathy Is In, the Kathy DeBono Show. I'm Kathy DeBono. I am here with the lovely and beautiful Maya Madison, who's talking about her glass vagina. And she's telling us a story of her journey. Let's just dive right back into it, Maya.
All right, let's dive back into my vagina. So, where we last left our heroine, she had made out with a guy on her birthday and her vagina blew up. And so she was like, okay. So she decided to make, I'm going to stop talking to the third person. I went to the gynecologist, like, literally within 24 hours so she could take a look at what this problem is. I thought, whatever. So she takes one look at me and she goes, oh, you have herpes.
What?
Now, here's what you need to know about me. A, I've never had unprotected sex in my life. B, I've only had sex 25 times. I know people who had sex 25 times last month. In 11 years, I've had sex 25 times total. And number three, I'm totally OCD and afraid to sit on toilet seats. Like, I squat. I can do it all. I can write my name in the snow. Can't dot the I. That's true. But still. So I was, then I had a complete meltdown because then I was like, oh my God, there's no cause and effect in life. You can't do certain things and expect a certain outcome. I completely lost my mind.
Chaos.
So I go back to my fabulous sex therapist in El Segundo, which we now call El Sex Gundo. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to send you to my gynecologist. So I go to gynecologist B. So I put my feet up in the air, I wave them like I just don't care. She takes one look at me and she goes, oh, you have vulvodynia. What's that? Oh, vulvodynia is a skin irritation. Now, vulvodynia, ladies.
Wait, is this, I'm sorry, this is gynecologist C.
No, this is okay. B. I've been at A for a while.
Oh, you went to A and she told you about the herpes.
Oh, A told me I had herpes.
Oh, A. Okay.
I'm going to kill A.
A, well, and the first of all, gynecologist B asked me for the blood labs from gynecologist A, and she was like, but this says negative. So I don't know what happened over there. I had a friend at that same gynecologist A who was told that she had gonorrhea. I don't know if, like, somebody, like, fell and all the papers went floating down and other people's files. Like, I don't know. It's some sort of cartoon situation happened at gynecologist A. Don't go to Dr. A, everyone. Dr. B. Anyway, so I'm at Dr. B. She looks at me and she says, okay, you've got vulvodynia. Vulvodynia is a skin irritation. It is caused by outside irritants like soap or detergent or whatever. So she was like, I'm going to give you this cream. It'll go away in 3 months. 3 months.
Oh, my.
Gone. We're 10 years of having super painful sex, and she says, use this cream. It'll be gone in 3 months.
And was it?
And well, no, it took a little longer because I've had it for so long. So about... ladies and gentlemen, I had sex for the first time that was not painful about 2 weeks ago, and it was really
Yay!
Lovely.
Yay!
So that was the first thing. stop it. You stop. Keep going. So in any case, so I used the cream for about a year, and yes, it went away. So here I think I'm insane. It's actually a physical ailment, and it's a cream.
Now, did you ever figure out what it was caused by? Was it your soap? Was it your detergent?
No, but I'm guessing this is one of those problems that, like, the cavemen didn't get. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think this is a 2012-ish type of problem where we have so many chemicals.
Like it's in your clothing detergent or something.
I mean, who knows? So, but I stopped, you know, don't sleep with underwear, you know, all this kind of stuff. Like, she gave me a whole host of things to do, and I use this cream. And so that went away. And then she retested me 3 months later for the herpes, and she was like, you don't have herpes. You've never had herpes. In fact, herpes doesn't show up in your blood at all, which is amazing because I think if you've ever had like the chicken pox, but herpes shows up. Like everyone's got the mouth, I had the downstairs one. Well, I didn't have
it. Don't have
it. Yeah,
the downstairs.
You don't.
Anyway,
have the
so I didn't have all of a sudden I didn't have herpes. I had vulvodynia, so it wasn't my fault. And then she figured out that the other problem with the cuts is called lichen sclerosis. She said to me, "Don't Google that." So I didn't.
Oh boy.
But one of my clients is the secret Botox lady of Beverly Hills, and I asked her because she's going to Cornell Medical. I asked her, "What's lichen sclerosis?" She said, "I don't know, but when the word sclerosis is present, it's the hardening of the skin. Exactly. So basically, my skin down in my vulva gets really hard and tight and splits as if you're in Chicago in the winter and your hands get really dry and
that
splits and bleeds.
Oh.
There's another cream for that, and that's almost completely gone. So here we are 11 years later, 12 years, 13 years later. I had sex for the first time ever that didn't hurt 2 weeks ago. And so, I'm not crazy. Like, I mean, well, yeah. I'm a little crazy, but not in that way.
And this is the point that's really important. You're not crazy, and it wasn't some psychosocial, you know, issue for you, or a psychological issue, I should say, based on psychosocial rules, which is like, you know, a lot of women grow up to figure out that sex is painful because they can't relax during sex, or they're really scared of sex, or they're scared it's going to hurt, they've been told they're going to hurt. There are valid issues for why sex can hurt that are psychological, but here's what I want everyone to really understand and really consider. They're not your fault. You know, the things that make us have these, the things that create the fears, it's that fault. It's the fault of that. It's the fault of the judgment and the psychosocial rules that we put on women about sex. They're not supposed to want sex. They're not supposed to, you know, let themselves go. They're not supposed to enjoy it too much. I mean, there's a lot of BS put on women and their relationship to sex. And looking at that can really help you get beyond. Also, the second part, I think, is guys, you just got to step up to the plate better. I mean, guys need to warm up their female partners better.
And check in with them. I mean, I think part of the reason why sex was good a couple weeks ago is because he kept checking in with me.
Yeah.
And we did have to have the terrible conversation, which I was hoping that we wouldn't have to, but we did. And he was amazing about it. And he said, "We're not going to do anything until you heal." I mean, he was really great about it. But, like, you know, when you have the right person who's not a undesirable type of human being, then, you know.
Right. Now, listen, we talk to a lot of women. I mean, and, you know, everyone knows that Jill and I, we're gay. And so we have sex.
What?
With each other.
I'm out of here.
But we have a lot of female friends who are straight, obviously, and we talk about all this kind of stuff, and it never ceases to amaze us how many straight women think that they have sexual issues. Really, they're just not being appropriately made love to. And I'm sorry, guys, but that's the case. You know, take time to warm up your partner. If her vagina has not lubricated itself yet, you are not done warming her up.
Yes.
Or use some lube.
Or use some lube. Jeez.
Yes,
but no, I use lube too. But wait until she's warmed up.
Give her a moment.
Yes.
Crying out loud. Like, tease her. Make her ready. You know, like, our vaginas will dilate and expand. It is a physiological response to getting ready for sex. The female's body will not get ready for sex until you make it ready for sex. It's not ready for sex just because the guy has a hard on. It does not mean the female is ready. And so help her get a little more turned on. This is making Becca very uncomfortable. Why are you so uncomfortable right now?
I'm not.
Well, Maya, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Freaking wonderful. I think we got to get Maya to write a book about this.
Yes. My glass vagina.
Women, there's nothing wrong with your vagina.
Nothing at all.
That's really the lesson of today's show.
So, Maya, where can people find you if they want to find more information about you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I am producing a show that I wrote at the Open Fist Theater Company this summer called Nobody Likes Jews When They're Winning.
Yay!
We open August 9th. And so if you go to www.openfist.org.
Sounds perfect.
Yes, it does. There should be the show information and show dates up in the next week or so. And
perfect.
So if you think I'm funny, Wait till you see me in person.
And, you know, Jill went to the reading of that when you read your, did the reading, and she just came back and was gushing about how brilliant it was.
It was amazing.
I can't wait to see it.
It was amazing.
All right, Jill, go ahead with the announcements.
All right, so our Real Life the Musical air date has been changed to July 7th. So please, if you want to see me sing and dance
Winfrey Network
with Becca and Maya, set your DVRs. We are going to be in Munich for Munich Pride on July 13th. And next week's guest is life coach Tina Marie Jones. So, yeah, we'll see you next week.
Come back next week. Hello, everybody. If this is where we say goodbye for now, stay tuned. We have some music from the lovely Wendy Parr coming up for you. She was a guest back in February, and she was a hoot.
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, Sue.
You're on.
You're listening to Kathy is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
Smile.
psychotherapist and coming out specialist, Kathy DeBono, is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.